Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you guys for watching and listening to the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. Today we have a very special guest, Dr. Omar. He has a regular correspondence with our show every week. Every week you can hear him live or you can hear him recorded. Most of you are hearing it recorded, but if you really want to, you can catch us on Monday if we catch ourselves. Because today's Wednesday. You can hear our shows live. We're also available on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and you can Google the name Ultra Perform Show and find us right on Google. You can even say Alexa, play the Ultra Perform Show. Oh, good. I was like, oh crap, I did practice with that today. And we're having some technical difficulties on our Facebook, but I'm going to work on that a little bit as we're talking, because it's a lot easier to talk and work on something than to perform on video.
Yeah, that's right. It's too bad you guys couldn't see Adam today. He's looking sharp. He's got his little jacket. Clean cut.
Yeah,
I forgot
about that.
Too bad we missed out today. But listen, guys, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to talk to you guys and share little tidbits every week about something that you guys want to learn about. If we do get comments or requests on topics, I try to hit those first. If not, I try to jump into topics I think would be interesting and beneficial to the community. Now, typically, one of the most commonly asked questions I get as a chiropractor, oh, we're getting on live here as well.
Yeah, it's working.
But one of the most commonly asked questions is, like, what can I do if I have a desk job? And interestingly enough, we think at times that the worst type of job that we can possibly have for our spine is something in construction. While any kind of labor-intensive job is, you know, stressful to the body and the spine, believe it or not, number one culprit of damage to our spine and our back is desk work.
Really?
That desk job.
Worse than construction.
Worse than construction. That would be my honest opinion, would be worse than construction. In construction, you're out and about moving. And movement is important. I often tell people, even in the show prior, I think we talked about arthritis, the common thing I like to say is motion is lotion.
Nice.
So the more you move, the more lubricated, per se, that the joints will be.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Yeah. So labor-intensive jobs can leave you prone to an injury, but the job itself in connection to, like, a desk job is actually less damaging to the spine than it is a desk work where you're sitting there for hours and hours a day with a little headset on, maybe talking on the phone is even worse with it. You put the phone and they go like this, right?
I do that sometimes. I'm carrying something.
Don't
very
do
awkward,
this, right?
Very awkward.
Yeah, use a headset if you can. So today we're going to talk about a couple tips for those of you out there with desk jobs.
Nice, nice. In fact, you were talking about stretches, and I just by chance just did some stretches today in yoga.
That's right. Yoga is excellent. I often tell people that those who exercise, those who do yoga and stretch and these types of activity will actually require chiropractic less than those who have sedentary lifestyles.
Mm.
And so the body will oftentimes use the stretches, use the motion that you're putting in, right? If you kind of do this or even kind of pull back the shoulders on it, you might feel some clicking, some popping.
Mm-hmm.
The body is fixing itself, fixing
yeah.
those little minor misalignments that come and go because the body is miraculous in doing that. Now, there are times where there is no position, I call it, there's no yoga position to get that misalignment back in place. And so that's where chiropractic kicks in. But talking about desk work, I'm going to show you here, those watching live can see, and I'll just try to describe it, but to those not, a good stretch you can do is to kind of take your head from one side and do a laterally flex. So that would mean you put your right, or you're going to say your right ear in this case, to your shoulder, right? And then you take your hand and push from that position forward. If you're doing it to the right, your head's to the right and down, you should be feeling it on the back left side of your neck. You should feel that stretch. And from here, we want you to take it to a point that you're comfortable with the pain in the stretch, and you want to hold that for about 30 seconds. And you want to do that same stretch to the other side. This is one of the best stretches you can do. And another one that seems kind of a unique approach to it, and there's some neurological reasons behind it. It's actually take your thumb, give everybody a thumbs up, And then as your eyes are following that thumb, I want you, as you turn your head, I want your eyes to follow the thumb as you move off to the side, and then you move up and follow it, and then back down, and then back to the center. And you're going to change hands, right? You're going to go the other way, and you're going to punch at them. And basically, you're going to take it to the end, look up, follow the thumb down. And it's taking your head through the range of motion. But there's something that happens there logically with the eyes following the thumb. So you may think, well, why don't I just do this? Right? Because that's what you're doing. And you're right. And it's still good for you. But if you can add the thumb, you're going to have that extra thumbs up, right? You can have that neurological aspect that happens as you visually track.
What is it that happens?
It's a very complicated... Yeah, it's complicated, but by doing that, there's a neural benefit in doing that. You know, a lot of times there's types of treatments where they try to mirror, they put a mirror next to somebody to make them, their brain think that their arm is moving when it's not, right? Say if this arm is not able to move, they might put a mirror here and the therapy would have this arm come up and it looks like this arm's coming too.
Really?
So it almost tricks the brain in a way.
For stroke?
For stroke patients, they do different things like that.
Good. I'll have to try that out. My dad had a stroke and he's having a hard time with his right, but it's moving now.
There are some benefits to doing those things, and so that's why you add the thumb. So those two stretches you can do, and guys, stand up every 40 minutes if possible, and walk around a little bit, get a little water break. Just getting up and walking on those desk jobs is going to do the most for you, really. It's just going to get up and move a little bit and then come back to it.
Nice. Nice, and I would say exercise.
Motion is lotion.
Exercise. Those are some great stretch tips, and I did a video down below here on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook, Adam Tagledine, or maybe I'll share it and post some information about Dr. Omar on the UltraPerform Show. You can go to ultraperformshow.com and see our Facebook page. It takes you right there, or you can search for it in Facebook. And you can find us on Instagram now, too. So thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's great. We are running our offer till the end of this month. Mention that you saw us on the Ultra Perform Show. We're actually giving you a complimentary first visit. That's a $99 value. You come in, get a consultation, a full evaluation, including chiropractic, neurological, and orthopedic tests, and then your first treatment. Usually an adjustment, but sometimes some therapy, or just depending on what's best for you.
I have a friend that should come in. I was telling him, I feel so much better.
Yeah, I've had some people really calling about it and coming in, so it's exciting to get you guys and be able to help out.
Good. He says he worries about going to chiropractic because he got hurt when he went before. And I say, well, it's a free consultation. You can just go in and talk to him if you want and not get an adjustment.
It's unfortunate. It's not like a medical doctor. They prescribe you, metformin for your diabetes and your blood sugar, right?
Yeah, my mom knows that. So
doesn't matter which.
I know that well.
It doesn't matter which medical doctor you get. You're going to get the same drug. Mm-hmm. And so with chiropractic, not only is it a science, it's also an art.
Right.
It's an art. And so the person providing the treatment makes a big difference between one provider and another. And you'll see various variations between those. And so that's important to know.
Great. And just a moment from our sponsors. A moment from our sponsors. Sorry, I was getting a call and I'm like, what? But it was on silent. Stop by Express Cleaners. They were on the show a couple months ago and they're still having some great specials. Go check them out. Just Google Express Cleaners in Salt Lake City. They're on about 17th South and West Temple. Check them out. Also, Topo Restaurant at 565 East. 2100 South. They have a special Monday through Wednesday, and it's Wednesday, $25 for a bottle of wine. So go enjoy. And he's like, hey.
No, I've been over there. Actually, great panini. They have a lot of good little sandwiches, little cool cafe, great location.
Yeah, great location, great food, great atmosphere. We've got paninis, flatbreads, delicious desserts. So go check it out. And remember to watch the Ultra Perform Show. If you want to be a guest on the Ultra Perform Show, just message us at theultraperformshow.com. See you guys later. Thanks. My fingers are dead sometimes, guys. Just going to let you guys go on the podcast here in a second. Thank you guys for listening. And you can watch on.